3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. When I got there.
And for a little run, I did. It's Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio here on AM 800 CKLW. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show, well, kind of all about endurance sports, mostly running, some triathlon, some cycling. But really, as a company, we produce running events that are a lot of fun here in Southern Ontario and Michigan. This show really kind of takes you through some amazing stories behind our sport. And, you know, just kind of show you that anyone can really take part in it. And at any age, any physical type, you just got to start somewhere, whether it's just getting down the driveway and going down the block, or whether it's calling up a friend and saying, hey, let's go for a walk, or walking the dog, whatever it is, you just got to get out there. You'll feel better about yourself, and you'll do way better longer term. And, you know, look, at the show last week was really popular for a lot of reasons. Last week we had a couple, Rose and David Lowe, who called us from Chongqing, China, and they had conquered the Great Wall of Marathon. 26.2 miles with 20,000 plus stairs. You know, and then we had this really inspiring story of a woman who lost half her weight, Amanda Sheehan, and she got healthy. She started to run, and she just happened to do her first 5K with us at one of the events that we put on in early May called Le Chocolat. And if you really want to hear that show and really the 3 years worth of Running Flat Radio shows that are out there, you can go to iTunes and go to Running Flat Radio, or just go back to runningflat.com and hit the radio tab, and you can just stream them live right there. I mean, in contrast to last week's show, on this week's show, we have one of the most elite athletes in the world joining us. And she's been here 3 or 4 times in the past. She's always exciting to have here. She's a world-class 800-meter sprinter. Melissa Bishop will be on the show today, just after the first break. And we're going to talk to her about her wins and preparing for the Olympics, preparing for Rio that's coming up. And then halfway through the show, we're also going to talk to Laura Wall from the Canadian Cancer Society. They're our new charity that we have on board with us for Canada Day run this year. And they're also one of the oldest and one of the largest in the country. And, you know, we're going to ask her some tough questions about the charity and you know, the cancer charities. And you know, so tune in for that. It should be really interesting. We also have Song of the Week, that really new hip song that you really want to add to your mix when you're going out for your walk or your run or whatever you're doing. You know, you got your tunes. We've always got you covered. We got some new tunes for you. We get Song of the Week. And then, of course, Ben Kaplan, editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, at the end of the show. All of that jammed into the next 50 minutes. Hard to believe. So a couple of our events are open right now for registration. We've gone through Le Chocolat. We have Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. It is like less than 2 weeks away. And the reason why I'm kind of laughing and smiling about this is truly one of the most difficult events we produce all year long, hands down. It is a half marathon on an island in the middle of Lake Erie. No joke. About 406 runners will make an appearance this year at the event, which is over 900 people that we're bringing to this island in the middle of Lake Erie. And they run 7/8 around an island, and they end inside of a winery. It's just this massive party. It's a ton of fun. It's a legendary event, especially after last year's monsoon that hit us. We had a monsoon in the middle of Lake Erie. It was 50 mile an hour sustained winds, 3.5 inches of rain in 3 hours. It was chaotic, to say the least. That was our event last year. So this year, I promise there'll be great weather, and it sells out in about 3 days. We usually put it up for registration in August every year. We're not sure if we're going to do next year, but we'll see what happens this year, and we wish all the competitors all the best coming up. So that's June 4th. It is sold out, but every once in a while you can find a bib on Kijiji or Craigslist or even Facebook. Somebody who's, you know, recently got an injury and wants to get rid of a bib, I welcome you to do it. I'm one of the few race directors in the world that says, yeah, trade the bibs. More than happy. We love to have the folks participate instead of the bib go wasted. So Check that out. So Canada Day is one of our races on July 1st. It's in Amherstburg. It's really a unique race, mostly because this medal is incredible. It's this big red maple leaf, and then we have like a bronze bust of a famous Canadian. We call him the Great Canadian. And that bust changes from year to year because the runners actually vote on who goes on the medal. And that's what's really unique about it, is it's kind of like this open source medal that people just kind of love. So, you know, like the first year we did it, I chose Sir John A. Macdonald because he was our, you know, founding prime minister. And then the runners got the vote. Terry Fox was in year two. And then year three was Chris Hadfield. And we announced on last week's show that the great Canadian for 2016 is Wayne Gretzky. And let me tell you, the runners have been voting with their bibs. There's been a lot of registrations over the last week or so because it is the great one who is on this year's medal. We also have a virtual side to the race this year, which is brand new for us, where we have people from Germany and all over the United States and all over Canada who are obviously not going to make it to Amherstburg, Ontario, but they love the medal, love the shirt, love the swag, and they want to be a part of it. So they you can actually register for the virtual race, and then we'll actually mail you all that product, so you will on July 1st, no matter where you are, go for that 5,000 meter walk or run and don your shirt proudly and wear your Canadian Canada Day medal the rest of the day. We actually have a big group from Germany that works for a singular company, and I guess on their lunch break they're going to go out, it's like 20 of them there, and they're going to run in their shirts and their bibs and put their medals on. I can't wait to see those Facebook pictures. It's going to be great. You know what? We've also got Color Run Nights that we produce. That's July 23rd. It's going to be awesome. It's a night event. Everything glows in the dark. All the powders glow in the dark. You get a really cool black headlight that you wear, that black light headlight. It's a super event. Definitely go to runningflat.com and check out all those races, because you can actually hit the different tiles and it'll take you to the different races. Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, we hope to open up soon. And next week's show, okay, here's the deal. Next week's show, we got a huge announcement. I know we've been talking about this all year, but it's really coming out next week. It is a race we're doing in Detroit. It is September 10th. It is a must-do. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's not going to ever happen again. I can promise you that. So on May 31st, next week, in the studio, got this announcement. I'm trying to dance around this. Hang on a second. We've got the registration will open after the radio show, and the entire show is dedicated to all the details of this event. We will have a very famous sports celebrity in studio, as well as a director of a famous company in Detroit, all here to kind of help me make the announcement. That's all I can tell you. It's killing me to not say anything about this. And we've got Zombie Chase as well, which we will do, of course, on the Canadian Thanksgiving. People are already calling and emailing and asking about it. We will do Zombie Chase this year, I promise you. And watch for news in that next month or so about Zombie Chase. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. When we come back, Melissa Bishop will be joining us after these messages.
McDonald's Summer Drink Days are back. Get up, get out, and get going with a refreshing new McCafe Frozen Real Lemonade. A small for just $1 plus tax. Quench your summer thirst with a McCafe Freestone Peach Real Fruit Smoothie. A small for only $2 plus tax, and many more. Enjoy every drop of summer at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's restaurants, see in store for details.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by AutoMax Windsor. Get financing for your vehicle regardless of your credit history. Apply today at automaxxwindsor.com.
Now the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center for tonight. A few clouds with a low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm with a high near 28. Cooler near Lake Erie. For Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of showers, the high of 27. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of showers and a high of 28. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, again a 40% chance of showers and a high of 27.
It feels great to get more than you expect, like getting two chocolate bars from the vending machine. getting an enormous birthday present.
Yay!
Or launching those celebratory fireworks. Wind gives you more. Save $5 a month for 10 months on our $40 unlimited talk and text plan with 5 gigs of data. That's an additional $50 in savings. Offer ends soon. Visit windmobile.ca.
Wind. True mobile freedom.
I really like all the things you're saying.
We're the station that gets people talking.
Thank you very, very much.
AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Back in 2012, the Summer Olympics, Melissa Bishop represented Canada. Her next major sporting event was the 2015 Pan American Games, where she completed, competed in the 800 meter in the final, and she ran it in 159.62 to win the gold and the title of Pan American champion. Then Bishop finished second in the 800 meter at the 2015 World Athletic Championships in China. In the semifinal, she set a new national record while winning in 157.52. And in her final race, she came in second place. This last weekend, she won the 1500 meter in record time at the Running Factory Windsor Open at Alumni Field near at the University of Windsor. And also this year, she was named Athletics Canada the Athlete of the Year. For our American listeners, Athletics Canada is really our USA track and field. She hails from Eganville, Ontario, but we've adopted her a long time ago, and any chance we get to pull her into the show, we do. Welcome my friend back to the show, Melissa Bishop.
Well, thanks for having me. It's quite the introduction.
Well, you've got quite the resume.
Yeah, well, I guess we've been working a long time for that.
and you know, if somebody's out there listening going like, who's Bishop? You know, you got to explain it all. I mean, you're a heavy hitter. You are a heavy hitter in the world of athletics.
Yeah, I mean, we Dennis and I have worked really hard, and we're finally starting to see some really great results at a really good time in our career, I think.
What an amazing year. I mean, Athlete of the Year by Athletics Canada, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. We had a great World Championships, a great competition at Pan Ams, but Dennis is also up for Coach of the Year as well.
And fabulous. And he retired this year.
He did. He actually stepped down as head coach, but he's still coaching myself and a few other athletes in Windsor.
Fabulous. So you just came off a big win on Saturday. Today's Tuesday. You must be feeling great.
Yeah, I feel really good. I'm very happy with how the 1500 meter went. It's not something that we do very often. It's more a test of fitness to kind of judge where we're at right now. But we are leaving on Monday to head over to Rome. There's a Diamond League there on June 2nd, and from there we'll go to Birmingham, UK, for another Diamond League on June 5th, and both of those will be 800. So I'm really looking forward to, putting my legs back in gear and moving quickly again.
So let's talk about what would the next couple months look like, because really the goal is Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And so starting, you know, like after this weekend, what does that road look like for you to get there?
Well, right now we have 4 races planned, all of them in June. The Rome, the Birmingham, and then we're going to do the National Track League Series in Vancouver and Victoria. We've always run there, and they've always been very good to us, and we've always performed well. Then we will head to trials at the beginning of July. They're July 7th to 10th in Edmonton, and that's where the qualification will take place. So those are the Olympic trials, and they will name the team the Monday after the meet.
Can I ask a question? Because,
sure.
You know, from the outside, why do they wait so long to do this?
You know what, Chris? I'm not sure, but it's not uncommon in the track and field world. Even the Americans, they wait. They have trials the same weekend as we do. I mean, the only exception would be Australia and New Zealand, just because their seasons are swapped with us. So they already know who they're sending, but a lot of track and field organizations don't know until July.
So you won't know anything until really July 11th.
That's correct. Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Whether you're officially going or not to Rio, which really makes it kind of difficult because aren't the Olympics like literally 30 days after that?
Yeah, they are. And it does make it difficult, not necessarily for me, but
family.
you know, for my family and my coach and the people who want to come watch, it makes it difficult to plan and to think ahead to flights and things like that.
Yeah. And so when you're looking at Rio and you're looking at your schedule, what kind of anxieties are you up against right now?
None. I'm at a point in my season right now where I really don't have any pressure. I don't have any anxiety. And I think it's because I'm just choosing not to have those anxieties. I mean, it's a big year and, I mean, it's the big show. It only happens every 4 years. So, I'm just trying to keep my head on top of the water here and, you know, just focus on my training and what we're doing and just literally I'm chunking off races as they come. I'm just focusing on the next race I have and not really looking forward to Rio until it gets here.
And if you can give some advice to the rest of us who have anxieties, you know, everyday anxieties and also have, you know, big events like we put on some pretty big events. We got a big announcement next week that I'm trying to hold back to not tell anybody about. You know, any advice from a professional athlete to the rest of us?
Yeah, you know what? We're all human. We all, I mean, I still get anxiety about it. I'm not saying I don't, but you have to make a choice, a conscious decision to, you know, get in touch with reality and think about what you're really doing. And, you know, you're wasting so much energy by worrying about what's going to happen and constantly focusing on what's coming up. Just, you know, take it day by day or hour by hour if it's daily anxiety with performance and stuff like that. You know, get there and tackle what you can when you get there. I mean, you can't do anything about it until you're really in a game.
And, you know, while we got you on, because, you know, a lot of athletes have sponsors, but we really never get a chance to kind of talk about them. We know that you're a Nike athlete and you represent them really well. Who else do you represent?
I represent Infinite Nutrition, which is based here in Windsor with Darcy Haggis.
Great, great guys, great organization.
Darcy is such a wonderful person, and he's really, really done a lot for the sporting community in Windsor. I mean, he just broadly expanded his connections within the community, and I think more and more people are catching on to Infinite Nutrition and what a great product it is, because I cannot be without it, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. Anyone else?
excuse me. I'm working at a small thing with TELUS. They allow me to stay connected to my family and friends when I'm on the road, like overseas and things like that. They allow me to talk and stay in touch with Dennis mainly when I'm on the road. But as of that, that's all we have right now.
Awesome. And you know, when you look past August, your season, what do you see? What does Melissa Bishop see? Except, you know, she got engaged, I heard.
Yeah, I did get engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, I guess I'll be wedding planning. but we'll, I'm not sure. I think I have a really big obstacle in my way coming here in August. So I haven't really thought ahead to the fall, to September.
And if there's a couple words you can say to your fans out there who are wishing you all the best and follow you, we all follow you. I mean, whether it's on Twitter or even, you know, the Windsor Star does great articles on you, and so does AM800. They're always reporting on you. Any messages for your fans?
Oh, just a huge thank you for all the support. I mean, even at the Windsor Open we had on Saturday, just so many people came out, Chris, to support, and it was really nice to see. Really nice to see some familiar faces and even some new faces. We work so hard for this, and I'm just really happy that Windsor can be along for this ride and enjoy it just as much as we can. I think it's something special to actually know somebody who's competing at this level. So just a huge thank you to everybody for their support.
And you know, and also to be so approachable as well. You know, I think our sport really kind of breeds that as well, that everyone in our sport's really kind of approachable and always friendly and always willing to give advice or, you know, even just take questions from folks.
Yeah, agreed. I have not met a track person yet who hasn't been, who's been off standish or has been hard to talk to. Everybody seems to be very welcoming.
Hey, in a couple of words, what do you think running has meant to you?
Running, it's been a huge part of my life, you know, since I even got into high school. This is all I've known for such a long time. So I've gained a lot of really great skills from running. And I think it's going to turn over into the real workplace career when I'm ready to take that next step. And running it's been what I've associated with for so long. It's habit. It's a healthy habit, I guess.
Mm. And you know this show because you've even co-hosted mm-hmm. this show a couple times. The reality of what the show is really just trying to inspire folks off the couch and just down the driveway, and it's down the road, and maybe into a 5K, and you know, maybe just a healthier lifestyle. You can even walk it. I don't care. Just do something about it, right?
Absolutely.
What do you love about running in its purest form?
Oh, it's just the feeling you get. I mean, running can take you out of a bad mood in, like, 5 minutes. You just start running and get outside, and you just completely clear your head. It can be a stress release. It can be... you know, and you can meet so many people on the way and joining all these 5K runs. It's literally, it's a healthy choice. It's a healthy option. It's a healthy habit. But above all, it's just so much fun. I definitely will be running when I'm retired from this career. I will still be running road races and things like that. And I think that's a great way to really get off the couch is sign up for something. Then you're held accountable to get there. And I think that'll help push yourself and get you into that mode of training again and working towards something is so important.
Awesome. Hey, you know what? I'd love to have a conversation with you when you're in Rio.
Yeah.
Love to do it.
I'm not sure if we can make that happen, but we could maybe try.
Let's try. Let's try. It'd be great. You know what? All the best of luck. I know you got an amazing June coming up, and all the best early July.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Melissa Bishop is currently the Canadian record holder and hopefully going to the Rio Olympics this summer. You know, next, after the break, Laura Wall from the Canadian Cancer Society will join us, talk about being the new charity for the Canada Day race. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Let's be honest. Families fight. It happens. If you're looking for advice, look no further than Dr. Joy Brown. Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 and Wednesday to Friday, 7 until 9 on AM 800 CKLW. It's a show based on opinions.
I prefer to know where my money is going and how it's being spent and what charity is going to.
The Lynn Martin Show.
But there's a lot of other costs that we have no control over.
And nobody said one thing about that.
On Wednesday's show, one of the things we talk about, it's Paramedic Services Week. Essex Windsor Chief Bruce Crowder will join us to talk about some of the myths, facts about paramedics, when to call 911. Join us between 9 and noon.
The Lynn Martin Show. Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
The Chrysler Dealers of Windsor bring you one massive tent event at the Chrysler Assembly Plant May 26th to the 28th. 3 days of unbelievable savings, rebates up to $16,500. Finance rates starting at 0% up to 84 months. And the opportunity to scratch and save up to $2,500 in additional savings. Chrysler employees, show your badge and they'll double your savings to $5,000. Why go anywhere but the tent? This Thursday to Saturday at the Chrysler Assembly Plant.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
Investigators have wrapped up their on-scene investigation into a massive fire in Windsor. Crews were called to a restaurant and auto repair shop at 1840 Wyandotte Street East yesterday morning and battled the fire throughout the day and night before finally declaring it out earlier today. Heavy equipment was brought in to tear down the building to assist investigators in pinpointing the cause. Damage has now been set at $1.1 million. Two suspects have been remanded in custody in connection with a brutal assault in West Windsor. 25-year-old Jonathan Riley and 27-year-old Kayla Schramm appeared in court for a bail hearing today. Officers were called to a residence on Lang Street Sunday afternoon and found a woman in a tent who had been brutally assaulted. Staff Sergeant Todd Cox says the 39-year-old victim's injuries include several broken bones as well as a lacerated liver and spleen. Fans of the Tragically Hip are waiting for details to be announced tomorrow about a summer concert tour like no other. The band went public this morning with news that lead singer Gord Downie has an incurable brain cancer. But the band's managers say despite the diagnosis, Downie is determined to blow people's minds with a raucous Canadian tour. In sports, the Tigers lead the Phillies 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Blue Jays trail the Yankees 1-0 in the first. Game 6 of the NHL Eastern Conference Final goes tonight in Tampa, with the Lightning holding a 3-2 series lead on Pittsburgh. Weather-wise, a few clouds for tonight. The low of 17. We're at 27 right now. That's 84 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Yuzinski. Our next guest is from the Canadian Cancer Society. She's the spokesperson, Laura Wall. She is an active baby boomer who likes to swim, bike, and run. Her work at the Society includes fundraising for cancer research and support programs to help people with information on cancer prevention and treatment. She knows that being active is a great way to reduce your cancer risk. And the research also shows it. So, you know, we're working with the Canadian Cancer Society with the Canada Day Run to be our charity partner in Amherstburg, Ontario. But, you know, welcome to the show, Laura Wall.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm delighted to be here.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Did you get out for a run today?
I did, actually, this morning. I was on the track for some speed work, although relative to your last person, it's, divide that in half.
You know what? Runners come in all shapes and sizes, and proof is speed.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking to Melissa Bishop. So
yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the thing is getting out there, and that's what's most important.
You know, I get so confused when it comes to cancer charities in Canada. And you know, with all due respect, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, I was talking to a whole bunch of folks today saying, hey, yeah, we're going to talk to you. And they're saying, who? Like, you know, which one is that? And you know, what I really want to do is kind of get you on the show so we can actually talk about that. You know, you are a national charity and the great work that you guys do, because there are so many, there's so much noise out there and confusion around cancer, cancer research, and cancer charities. I want to set it all straight today.
Right. Okay. Well, happy for the chance. So
Let's talk about your history and who you guys are.
Sure. Like, our history goes back about 80 years, so that may make us sound very old, but I can assure you we're full of life and energy. The Canadian Cancer Society, as you said, it is a national organization, but we exist locally. We exist in communities. We have a strong community presence. So we run the gamut of delivering and helping people locally, but through our strengths as a national organization, we can fund the best quality research in Canada. And that's really been a hallmark that people know us for, is the research funded when they think of us as the Canadian Cancer Society. But then when they look around in their community, they recognize those individuals. Like, there's about 50 or so drivers in the Windsor-Essex area that drive patients to treatment. That's on a daily basis. One in five cancer patients would have difficulty getting to treatment if it weren't for our volunteers. So that's, I think, what distinguishes us. We have the advantage of the national organization that can do things on that scale, but we're there in your community.
And when we talk about research on a national level, what are we talking about?
Right. Well, we're talking about research into all cancers, which is another distinguishing factor. And it's research in terms of the lab or bench level research, right through to behavioral research, and then taking things and translating them into clinical trials and sort of that first step to a drug, perhaps, or a type of treatment becoming considered to be a viable option. So the research is a very competitive process in terms of what the scientists are putting forth, and it's a peer-reviewed system where researchers, and not just Canadian researchers, but we pull in some of the best from around the world, consider the projects that are submitted to say, okay, what are those that either have the very best chance of making an advance, or perhaps are just, they're innovative, they're perhaps taking a twist on something and maybe a nugget in there. So that there's quite a range in research.
Yeah, and over the last 80 years, have there been some highlights in research?
Well, absolutely. And the treatment that people are receiving today is a result of the research, and whether it's how it's delivered or what's delivered, or the information that we know today that can help prevent cancer. So we can look at things like recently you'll have heard about the HPV vaccine and the opportunity for boys starting in the fall to have access to that. Well, the discovery of the human papilloma virus, if I've said that correctly,
right.
That was through research funded by the Canadian Cancer Society, and many, many more over the years. So research that's funded today is going to be those treatments in, 10, 15, 20 years. And likewise, if you look back, I mean, many of us in our communities, our parents volunteered with the Canadian Cancer Society, 20, 30 years ago. Well, dollars that they were raising back then is, related to the research that is helping treat people today.
I've got two really close friends who are going through chemo or going through cancer surgery and chemo mm-hmm. right now. And then, this morning we kind of all woke up to the announcement of Gordon Downie mm-hmm. With terminal brain cancer. And then we have you on it. So it was like this really timely, topic of just trying to figure out, what's working and what's not working in cancer. And are there, when you look at what you're doing right now, are there like deliverable and goals, like goals to whether it's the research or even the community-based work?
Absolutely. And I mean, when you have a diagnosis of cancer today, I mean, the turnout today is so much more optimistic than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. Today, over 60% of Canadians diagnosed with cancer are surviving. Do we want to get that number to be even higher? Absolutely. And in terms of some types of cancer, those numbers are much higher. Like breast cancer, it's 88%. Childhood cancer is 83%. So there's some wonderful stats there. But, you hit on something, Chris, when you talked about, waking up to the news this morning and your friends that are going through this right now. What we also know is that when someone is facing a diagnosis, or it's a diagnosis of a friend or a family or someone that matters to them, they've got questions. And that's one of the other things that the Canadian Cancer Society is in your community to do, is answer those questions. And answer them, confidentially with healthcare information specialists who can provide really credible information and offer support so that they know where the resources and services are in their community. They can know what the statistics are, call back and find out more information about their specific cancer as they're working through their journey. So that's another really, really valuable service. And I'm sure you can relate to the fact that, you have a lot of questions when you hear your friend has cancer.
Absolutely. So there's a direct correlation between being active mm-hmm. and being healthy.
Absolutely.
And you also allude to the fact about being active while having cancer.
So we, as you say, we know that somewhere in the order of 50% of cancers are preventable through healthy lifestyle, active living, healthy eating, being a non-smoker. But recently, research has also showed the impact. And some research that the Canadian Cancer Society is funding right now is specifically tied in with colorectal cancer and looking at people who have had a colorectal cancer diagnosis and then they're introduced to a particular training program to keep them active in their recovery and looking at the impact of that. So, but there's much other research that has contributed to looking at this. It's not only about the mind, because we all, I think, those of us who get active have all experienced how much better we can feel or how much more energy we can feel. But there's real evidence that that this is making a difference in helping to prevent relapses or helping people as well, if they do have a relapse, to better endure the treatment and so forth.
Yeah, and there are obviously big cases of folks who've had cancer and lead active lifestyles. You know, Lance Armstrong probably being the most famous for many years. You know, when you look at the different fundraisers that you guys have, yeah, you're involved with Canada Day, but you also have a number of larger national fundraisers that you put on that are community events that people can get involved in.
A couple that are coming up very soon, and Relay for Life in Windsor that is coming up on June 4th, and then the county version, as we're calling it, at Colasantes on June 10th. And Relay for Life, I mean, this is really about celebrating the survivors of cancer and putting a face to cancer and showing that, yeah, there's been some great advances, and together as a support group, we spend many hours walking a track, passing a baton from one team member to the other, remembering those who've lost their battle and celebrating those who are still fighting. So that's Relay for Life, and it's a wonderful event happening right across this country, as you say. But the nice thing is that we can have these blend of big events and national events, and then we can have some special local events, and then we can do things like partner with you and find maybe that particular event that strikes someone, and they've got their, as I say, they've got their 5K goal, and on Canada Day they could add a fundraising goal.
Absolutely. And we'd love to see them do that, and we will definitely reach out to all of our runners about that as well. Really quickly, because I asked Melissa Bishop this, I have to ask you this. What does running mean to you?
Yeah, running has meant a freedom for me over the last 12 years that I've gotten back as a baby boomer into some form of regular activity. It just opens up the mind, definitely opens up the lungs, and I've also been introduced to an incredible group of people, whether it's meeting one person at a race, like a meet director Chris, who I met about a year ago, or people that I continue to train with every week.
That's awesome. Running is such a wonderful event, and you know, and some people look at it maybe as a subculture, but you know, it's a common link amongst all runners that we're very open, and especially, you know, if we're in training for something, always wanting to help somebody else out to train better through, you know, our knowledge, you know, what we've gone through. But it is a deeply personal thing. I think that's probably what makes it so mind clearing for all of us. So
that's a good way to describe it.
Well, thanks for joining us. I look forward to seeing you guys out on Canada Day and working with your future.
Looking forward to it too.
All the best.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye.
Laura Wall joins us from the Canadian Cancer Society tonight. It's now time for Song of the Week. This is Young the Giant with Something to Believe In on Running Flat Radio.
What do TV Kochiko and AM 800 have in common?
Both are dedicated to keeping you current, updated, entertained, and informed with what's happening in Windsor, Essex.
Visit TV Kochiko online at tvkochiko.com and click on Windsor.
From community announcements, show schedules, and videos,
it's all part of what makes TV Kochiko truly local television.
The place you can hear AM 800 right on your TV on HD Cable 700 as well as Cable 11.
You can also listen to your favorite AM 800 programs like The Morning Drive, The Lynn Martin Show, The Noon Report, and The Afternoon News on both channels.
TV Kochiko and AM 800.
A great partnership.
It's the place, the people, the music. You know it when you feel it. It's Miller time. Right now, take $3 off 24-pack bottles of Miller Genuine Draft. That's $3 off the smooth, refreshing taste of MGD in 24-pack bottles at the beer store. The four times cold-filtered, refreshingly smooth taste of Miller Genuine Draft. It's Miller time. Ontario only for a limited time while supplies last. Don't drink and drive.
What do you get when you take 283 horsepower, 7-passenger seating, 32 years of number one sales, and divide them by zero? Yup, you get zero. And you're getting zero in all its glory during the National Grand Caravan Sales Event. 0% financing for 84 months, plus up to $10,350 in total discounts. It's like getting a deal on a deal on a deal, divided by zero. Ends May 31st. See your Dodge dealer for details.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Complete Foot Care and Orthotics Center. Foot or ankle pain slowing you down? Get a move on and see your foot specialist at Complete Foot Care and Orthotics Center, 3020 Dougal.
Now the latest forecast from the AMA Headed Weather Center for tonight. A few clouds with a low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm with a high near 28. Cooler near Lake Erie. For Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud. 40% chance of showers, the high of 27. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud. 40% chance of showers and a high of 28. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud. Again, a 40% chance of showers and a high of 27.
It wouldn't be summer without Summerfest and World's Finest Shows Midway, returning to Windsor's Riverfront on June 17th. There's so much to see, absolutely free. Flyboard demonstrations and tugboat races. Visit the Kids Zone and attend the Wizards Workshop. Don't miss live entertainment from the Maracas Dilt Band, the Fire Guy, Madam Buskerfly, and so much more. Summerfest, starting June 17th on Windsor's Riverfront. Get event times at summerfestwindsor.org or Windsor Summerfest on Facebook. Sponsored in part by World's Finest Shows Midway, Windsor Family Credit Union, Heritage Canada, Windsor Star, and 7-Eleven.
St. Clair College alumni is bringing you May flowers. Find everything you need for a gorgeous garden from the St. Clair Horticultural students this Saturday. Bring your planters, flower pots, hanging baskets. They'll assemble a custom planter. See their amazing selection of annuals, perennials, vegetables, and tropical plants. AM 800 will be there from 9 till 1, and St. Clair alumni and friends get 20% off. Follow the green arrows this Saturday from 9 till 5 at the South Windsor campus to the College Garden Center. StClairAlumni.com.
Pale as a ghost in the afternoon. Tragedy has a hold on my mind. But I can see the light between the lights. I say, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track. You
It's Young the Giant with Something to Believe In on Running Flat Radio, our song of the week. It's now time to bring in Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Welcome, Ben, to the show. Ben, how are you?
Chris, I'm well. I'm surprised the song of the week isn't by the Tragically Hip.
Oh, I know.
But that still sounded pretty good.
And we talked a little bit about Gordon Downie. It was a bit of a shocker this morning. We just had the one of the senior folks from the Canadian Cancer Society on, who we're partnering with one of our Canada Day races
here
in Amherstburg, Ontario.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, it's one of those things where we really just want to, I always get really confused out there with all the cancer charities that are going on and where the money's really going. I think all of us kind of have that feeling, universally. And one of the things that I really wanted to kind of find out was, because I got a couple of close friends that are going through chemo right now, and you hear Gordon Downey's issues that happened this morning, and you're going, okay, you already feel helpless as it is, right? and it adds a little more helplessness to it. So, but they're amazing; they do great work, and that's really why we made the decision to have them as our charity partners with Canada Day as our national brand, because they do great work right across the country and here in our community. So
I certainly appreciate it. My sister-in-law has the same exact thing that Gordon Downey has. So
wow.
We were having it was a day, but that's great, and that's cool that you're doing that and, holding the task. But anyway.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about new runners.
Well, yeah, I just came back from the running room where I gave my spiel, and they had a bunch of people sitting in there. It was from the Learn to Run group, and they were getting ready for their first 5K.
Nice.
And
Which one are they doing?
Geez, I forget what it was called, but it's like this Sunday in Mississauga. I don't know. To tell you the truth, I don't even know.
Okay.
But there's nothing better than standing in a room full of 15 runners, as they're gassed up less than a week out from their race. So I got there, and I tell you, it was a motley crew. Each person had their own little, when people want to tell you what a runner is and you have this mental image,
they
get so off. Like, anyone can do this.
Yeah.
Anyone can do this. I mean, you look at these things, and it just gives you the warm fuzzies. So anyway, I walk in there, and I see everybody, and I give them my two bits, and basically they go like this. The first bit is, congratulations. Here are all of these people standing in there in the running room in their sneakers, and they're 5 days out from their race.
Right.
And they've made it, baby. How many people buy their sneakers and just leave them in a closet?
Yeah.
These are folks. You're right there, and you did it. You did it. You stuck through the course, and you got your running. Man, mazel tov, you did it. So congratulations to you, feel good.
Well, it's a journey, right? And it doesn't matter what the distance is. I mean, the biggest part of the journey is actually starting it and actually getting out there and doing it. So it really is incredible when you see runners. And, I talk to sponsors constantly about this. And we talk about that. We're in the running industry. We do running races. And, all of a sudden they start to glaze over, right? Because all they're thinking about are these little guys in singlets holding their watches at a start line.
Because
that's the only pictures you ever see of a race.
Yeah.
And I keep telling them that, watch any one of our YouTube videos, go to any one of our registration pages, go to any one of our Facebook pages. I mean, we've only got like 10 of them.
Right.
And take a look at the photos within those Facebook pages. And what you'll find is every single body type in the world.
Yeah.
Out there on that course running. And, it's almost like my personal conviction. I want to fight this whole runner's body image that people keep labeling us in. And it's not true. I mean, I know lots of folks who people would go, that guy's overweight. But yeah, he can still kick your butt in a 10K.
And those are the heroes. Because I tell you, it's not to do something that you're good at doesn't take guts. There was a woman there, and to come in dead last when there's no one there and there's no bananas and you are dead last. Someone has to be last. Well, this is a woman that has come in last in the past, and she expects to come in last again, and she and to do it and to do that. I mean, that takes guts. It doesn't take guts to,
You know what, Ben, I hear you. We celebrate last. I mean, we think that person who's been on that course that long, whether it's 6.5 hours for the marathon course or 3 or 4 hours for the half marathon course or like 1.5 hours for a 5K, whatever it is, it's irrelevant. It's just a number. And I think what's critically important to everyone out there is it's okay to be last.
Yeah.
It really is. You know what? Because you worked way harder in that time amount than the guy who came in first.
Well, but just think about, these are people at a race. I mean, imagine you're not competing. You're only doing this against yourself. But how easy would it have been just to go to Denny's? you know, eat some French toast or whatever. I mean, you came in last, but you're, I mean, out of the people that are doing a 10K race, everybody who's, you know, at the bar or wherever they're at, you know, McDonald's.
It's like, true, except for the Running Flat crew. And I got to tell you what, we've got the most amazing crew in the world and volunteers in the world. And I love them all dearly. And I'll tell you what's amazing about them is that we're not packing up that finish line until the last person is back over that finish line with their loved ones.
Nice.
And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Whether it's 5 hours or 6 hours, it doesn't matter. We're going to get that person home and we're going to give them that celebration that they deserve, just like the winner did.
Yep. Drink a cup of coffee and just wait it out. I mean, that's cool.
Absolutely.
I mean, races are the best.
Dude, you got to do it because that person is just as important as everyone else in that race and the winner.
Yeah.
And that's really why our races get so popular. So the reality is, it's okay. Just start. Start somewhere. Please, anywhere. It doesn't have to be one of our races. It could be anyone's races. It doesn't even have to be a race that you sign up for. Just get out there and do something and catch the bug.
Don't leave them in the closet. I mean, they cannot do you any good in the closet. You have to put them on your feet. You got to wear them. You don't got to wear them with socks, but you got to wear them, and you got to put your knees up and down and move forward. You just got to do it.
You got to do it, my friend.
Yep.
Great talking to you.
I appreciate the shout.
All the best.
Take care of yourself.
That's Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine who joins us every week. He's the editor-in-chief. Giving us his opinion, and it always matters. And thanks to Ben for joining us. And thank you for joining us as well. Special guest, Melissa Bishop, and wishing her all the best in the future meets. And we'll be talking to her this summer, I'm telling you, from the Olympics. Mark my words. And also a thanks to Laura Wall from the Canadian Cancer Society. Really looking forward to working with that crew. They do great work locally and nationally. And, of course, thanks to Ben and iRun Magazine for all they do. You know, for more information about Canada Day, the Color Run, or any of our other races, please go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our Facebook pages with our races, and follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading this show in record numbers every week and allowing me to keep you company on your run, your walk, or your workout. We'll be back in 7 days with a special show all about our huge announcement. A really big announcement. And with our special sports celebrity guests who will be joining me in studio, that's all I can tell you. Until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.
Which truck earned the latest Vincentric Lowest Cost of Ownership Award? The F-150. Long-term value that you can get today. Right now, for only $199 every 2 weeks, you can lease the 2016 F-150 XLT Super Crew 4x4.